You don't need to feel like financial wellness is impossible. Acorns gives you small, simple steps to get you and your money on track. What I love about Acorns is knowing I am doing something proactive for my future. And it's not a time suck because basically Acorns does the hard part for you so you can give your money a chance to grow. So head to acorns.com/clink or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid client testimonial. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/clink. Lady listeners, could your daily routine be full of hormone disruptors? It sure can. You know, there are more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now, in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, and they all mess with our hormones. Then there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through. Perimenopause, menopause, and while it's a natural process, it doesn't mean we have to suffer through it. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through it anymore because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony is a phenomenon. Women can't stop talking about it on social media. A bottle of Hormone Harmony is sold every 24 seconds, y'all. Hormone Harmony has been part of my routine in 2024 and will continue to be in 2025 because, simply put, it makes me feel better. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code CLINK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code CLINK for 15% off today.
Hi, and welcome to Housewives of True Crime.
Welcome.
Welcome.
I am Tabitha. Give me Dateline, white wine, and I'll pick up your kids in the carpool line.
The next day, right?
Yeah, the next day.
Okay. And I am Gretchen. I like white wine, true crime, and in bed by 9 because I have a lot of stuff to do in the morning.
We are Housewives of True Crime.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. Welcome.
Welcome.
Housewives of True Crime.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Welcome. So we are recording on Veterans Day. So Gretchen's kids are home.
Happy Veterans Day. Yes, they are.
Happy Veterans Day.
I let them take a break from doing their iReadies. So they probably are not going to come bug me because they won't want me to tell them they have more work to do.
Right.
Right?
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
My kids are in school. I would have thought that it would be opposite, like Texas would have Veterans Day off and California wouldn't. But
I just wish that they would make it on like a Veterans Day observed, like a Friday,
yeah, like Friday.
Or a Monday. I didn't really need this on a random Thursday.
No, I totally agree with you. I have a little update that I wanted to tell everybody because remember a couple weeks ago I told you to bring your own alcohol on the airplane. Turns out that's like a federal offense, so don't do that.
Okay.
I mean, I never actually told you to do it. I just said if you can get it by security, which you can, just don't open it on the airplane, I guess, and get caught. I don't know.
Okay.
You know, don't blame me.
She's just saying, okay, don't blame us. Okay.
Yes, because I was schooled.
Oh, geez.
While you're hanging out with school.
Were you hanging out with pilots or airline personnel?
No, some people that are flight attendants that listen to us and
that's what I mean. Airline personnel, they don't want the drunky drunkness. Yeah. fair enough, man. Yeah. They got a tough job. They really do.
Right now, people are on edge about everything. So I do not blame them. Yeah.
They are.
Another thing I want to tell you that I was informed about my name in the Bible is a woman that was charitable and gave to others. And I just want to say that is definitely
things haven't changed.
That has come back as the same person. Okay.
Oh my God, that is so exciting. I can't wait to see what my Christmas present is this year.
Yeah, she also did true crime stories back in the biblical times.
She did?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah. But those biblical times were juicy. By the
oh
way,
my
I
God.
Actually did. I did buy you a Christmas present this year.
You did?
I already bought it.
Yep. No. It's not a cum candle.
It's not a cum candle. It does not smell like. Although I could get you that because last year I got you a WAP scented candle.
Oh, okay. I thought it was the That's right.
So,
she did.
Yeah, that's right. Because I'm so thoughtful.
I can't wait to see what you get me. I have not shopped for your present yet, but don't you worry.
Yeah, you've got a couple more shopping days. Better get in the mail quick because I hear it's going to be real slow. Gosh, I never thought about it, but that slow boat to China really takes a whole new meaning now. Yeah, there's a lot of slow boats coming from China. yeah, that's like
seriously,
a saying.
I think, or maybe they're just trying to get us to shop more because, you know, if like things start coming in the mail, then we just keep buying and buying. I don't know. Anyways, I have done my Christmas shopping early for my children, and this is the first time I ever have. So congratulations to me.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you.
Yes.
What you got going on this weekend? I'm going camping.
Okay. So I am maybe going camping too. Remember? I told you. I have
a
Boy Scout camp.
Oh, yeah. You're maybe
going
to have a Boy Scout thing. Okay.
I do. I'm also hosting a small Friendsgiving on Sunday. But
you having that like shit catered? Because I can't imagine you have enough time to prep.
I don't. I am cooking myself somehow. I haven't totally wrapped my head around it because I don't have any of my dishes. I can't find anything because they're in storage. I'm like pulling my hair out, but that's here, no there. I'll get it together. Maybe I'll get it catered last minute.
At least go to Whole Foods. They have like everything.
Okay. I'm going to do that. That's what I'm going to do.
Already made. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So you ready for this week's crime?
You know I am.
To be interested. Okay. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
All righty. This week we are talking about a beautiful disco biscuit. And you know what? Let's go back for 1 second. We did not talk about that we have merchandise.
We do. Hello. We are so dumb. We talked about Christmas shopping and everything.
I know.
And oh my God. Did we skip our Cara vitamins? Because we are not firing on all cylinders. Yes, we have merch. Big news. It's happening. We're going to put the link. We're going to put the link in the episode notes. You're going to just click on that right when you get done listening or simultaneously. You can do it at the same time.
You can if you're not driving.
Yes. Wine, true crime, in bed by nine, freaking masks, mugs,
disco
shirts.
Biscuit,
I got myself a hoodie.
I did
pretty
too.
Pretty excited about it. Yeah.
I'm actually going to wear it all winter. I cannot wait. Oh. And I didn't realize that you could get the hoodie and everything, even the disco biscuit one. So I think I might have to reorder some more stuff. So you guys, you're going to love it. There's also a Christmas shirt. So get on it now and click the link below in the show notes. Okay. Or you could go to our Facebook or Instagram. It'll be there too. So anyways, I am talking about a disco biscuit. And she's from Russia, actually. Her name is Anna Repkina. But this case does not actually come out of Russia. It comes out of Albany, Oregon. Are you familiar with Albany, Oregon?
Can't say I am.
No, me neither. It's a town of just about 56,000 people, so very small. And you can get a nice home for about $500,000. It looks like a lovely little town, to be honest with you. But I think lots of towns
in Oregon.
Oregon
is very beautiful.
It is.
Green.
It's getting a little overrun in Portland, but other than that, I think it is a very pretty town or pretty state.
Portland's not my favorite. Used to be.
You know, I never have been to Oregon. ever.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I've never been there. I think I need to go one of these days. I'll make it there. So
okay.
Let me take you away from Oregon and all the way to Moscow, where Anna, who is 27, was from. Anna had been in a long-term relationship for 7 years, worked in the office for IKEA, one of your favorite stores.
Can I just tell you?
What?
I do love IKEA, but it took me 43 years to not have any IKEA furniture in my house.
Like, do you not have any?
Actually, no. No more.
Oh,
we
no more.
We're moving on up.
I like IKEA. I did our whole kitchen in IKEA. Like, I did IKEA cabinets in our back house that we used to have. It was awesome.
It's great when you're on a budget.
Yeah, for sure.
You know? Yeah. Doesn't last forever.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Anna, want to build a snowman? Anna,
Olaf,
I don't remember that.
Kristoff,
Frozen, all that shit.
Yeah.
She was beautiful, just like Anna in Frozen. Blonde, outgoing, from a very good home. And after 7 years, you know, she got the 7-year itch with that guy. She was ready to live a little, get out of her comfort zone, explore some new areas. So guess what she did? She went online to start looking for some love.
Oh, yeah.
She soon met an American man named Will Hargrove from Oregon. Will, he was a charmer. He sent Anna gifts all the way from the United States to Russia. That can't be cheap, by the way. It's got to be expensive shipping.
Dude, okay. On the 90 Day Fiancé, you know, I haven't watched in a while. I've never seen a Russian fiancé, I don't think, but a lot of Ukraine.
Yes, we have. Oh, maybe she was from the Ukraine, that one girl.
Yeah.
With that guy from like Missouri or something. Remember? He had like, she's real pretty, dark haired.
Yeah.
Was she from the Ukraine?
Maybe we have seen a Russian. But yeah, okay. people spending all of their monies.
I know. Send stuff.
Communicate. Well, talk.
Trust me. Will was doing that. He was smitten. These two were texting, Facebooking all hours of the day and the night, and Will doted over her. Will himself was 26 years old, on the shorter, stockier side with a bald head. He actually was only 5'3". It's pretty
short, like Big Ed.
Like Big Ed, right.
I wonder how tall Big Ed is.
I don't even think he's like 5'1", but I don't know.
If you guys didn't know, for Tab's 40th birthday, that she always complains about, like it was the worst birthday ever, which I can't imagine it was, because I got her a cameo from Big Ed.
Yes, it actually was a really amazing birthday.
Best birthday ever.
It was. My husband did a like video montage of all my friends and a few celebs, and Gretchen threw one in from Big Ed, which was so awesome. So yes, it was a really good birthday. It was 2020, and it was not what I expected my 40th birthday to turn out to be, but what the heck did anybody expect in 2020? Not what we had envisioned. We thought we were going to have flying cars and
shit. I'm just saying, how can you ask for more? You got Big Ed. Boom.
Boom. I mean, if Big Ed was in person, maybe.
Well, he invited us to San Diego. Go have some Malbec. That's where I'm camping this weekend. Maybe I'll see him.
No, you got to wait for me.
Oh, my God. I'll even tell him. Of course. You remember me, obviously.
Okay. So Will was not an awful looking guy, but he was not a head turner. For what Will lacked in his looks, he gained with his charm. Even his friends say that he really knew how to have a good time, make people feel good, and always had a good story to tell. And it wasn't surprising to his friends that he had a Russian girlfriend, because he had told them that he had been in the Marines before, stationed in Russia, and he really loved the Russian culture. And I'm sure that kind of was a turn on for Anna, too.
Yeah.
So this online romance was about to turn real when Will asked Anna to come visit around Christmas 2016. Anna bought herself a plane ticket to come to America for 10 days.
I thought you were going to say for $10,000. I was going to say, wow, she got hosed.
That's a lot of money. I don't know how much she paid for her plane ticket. But I will tell you, this is my first red flag, because I would have wanted Will to buy her that plane ticket.
I agree.
But I gave him a pass. I'm like, okay, it's the first time meeting. And Will maybe didn't have a full bank account, although I feel like he should have had some money saved since he was a mechanic at a dealership, which they get paid pretty well.
Listen, you know, my cousin's ex-husband was the mechanic at a dealership. He made a nice living.
I know. Yeah. This is how I know this. So they make a good living.
He wasn't the best husband, but he made a nice living. They're divorced.
Well, he was a cheater, pumpkin eater.
That's right. That's right.
What do you expect? So Will also was a mechanic, like your ex-cousin. Mm-hmm. And he only rented a room in a house for $300 a month. So, and some reports say he didn't even pay the $300. So I would think Will could have afforded to pay for Anna's ticket. Even having kids, single, ready to mingle. But it seemed like he played a lot of pool, went out, hung out with his bros. So maybe he was just spending money that way.
Yeah.
Anna finally makes it out on her dime. She stays with Will in the rented room at someone else's home. This home belonged to Raleigh Green and his wife, Michelle Chavez, and their little toddler son lived there. Small home, not big. Will rented a room. You know how that goes. They're in their 20s.
Doesn't sound sexy.
Definitely doesn't not sound sexy at all. I mean, like, maybe just get a hotel room for the night or 10 nights.
Airbnb or something.
Something.
Yeah.
But you know what? Anna didn't care. She was in Oregon and the trip was delightful. Will and her had an amazing time. And by the end, Will proposed. And guess what?
Of course he did. Yeah.
Anna says, yes. What a dream come true. I mean, come to America, get married. What could be better? Well, let me tell you. I think if Anna didn't marry Will or want to marry Will, could have been better.
Ugh.
But she was in love. She went back to Moscow to plan her trip to be with Will. And she did. She said her goodbyes to her family, quit her job, and headed back to America in March of 2017. So just like a couple months after she left. At this time, Will and Anna got an apartment of their own. Thank goodness. Anna didn't want to live in someone else's house.
Don't blame her.
Right away, things started to seem off. Anna first was friended on Facebook by Michelle Chavez, you know, the lady whose home they once stayed in.
Okay.
I guess it's not super strange, but kind of, right? She didn't even know the lady. But I mean,
listen, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Then Will starts working late, not coming home when he's supposed to. Anna starts kind of questioning in her mind, like, what's going on, you know? And then an instant message on Facebook came in. Michelle Chavez writes Anna, and she says she's actually having an affair with Will and has been for over a year. Anna is livid. But Will, he says, oh, Michelle, yeah, she's my ex and she's batshit crazy. Don't worry, baby. You're my number one.
But wasn't Michelle living with like her husband and the toddler child?
This is true. She was.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, Anna's probably like, okay, I mean, crazy lady. I don't know. I'm not from America. Maybe there's some crazy ladies out there. And so
Michelle, there are.
I know.
Or not Michelle.
No, Michelle. Anna.
Anna, there are. You're right.
Yes, there are.
Well, this Michelle does sound crazy because she friended her. I hate those bitches. Like, don't be stalking me if you're the ex.
Yes, and that's what she was doing, right?
Yeah.
Michelle was totally stalking.
Yeah.
But Anna was like, okay, you know, Will, I believe you. Like all the girls that We know.
Yeah.
And you guys know. And we maybe were at one time too. Trust me. Totally. I did it. We've been there.
We've been fooled. Yeah.
We have been fooled. And when, you know, wedding bells are in the air, I think you got like, you're like, no, I need to get married.
Oh, God. Yeah, totally. Yeah.
So, you know, Anna gets her wedding dress in order and she's ready for their big day. Will and Anna were planning a very simple beach wedding with just her and two witnesses and the officiant. So small. She puts her dress on. Will gets all dressed up. They head down to the beach for this very special day. And guess what happens? The officiant never shows up. So,
oh no.
I mean, could you imagine how devastating that would be if you're like dressed and ready to get married?
Okay, listen, I was in a wedding, my friend Laura's wedding, and the officiant was very late. Wait, was it the officiant or maybe it was the photographer? But anyways, he got pulled over, didn't have current registration.
Oh my God.
So it was like there was no, they couldn't get started because there was no pictures could be taken. You know, you kind of want that documented.
Oh man, yes, for sure.
Listen,
that's so sad.
It was a situation.
Well, yeah. This officiant turns out was super sick. Will called him. He's like, I can't make it. I'm so sorry. And so the two head to McDonald's for a bite to eat. I mean, could you imagine after that letdown, your husband or your soon to be husband takes you to Mickey D's?
No.
Is that
something? I want Chili's at least. I want to sit down.
I mean, I want Outback. Okay. Give me a steak.
And I want apps and dessert. Okay.
And a glass of wine.
Right.
Yes. Again, I see red flags. Red flags are red flags, ladies. Let's turn on our senses.
Sense.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. And turns out that red flag from the ex-girlfriend, Michelle, should have also been a red flag because Michelle wasn't lying. Will and Michelle were actually an item. The liar is Will. Will had been seeing Michelle, the one, the married Michelle with the toddler kid. Michelle had actually moved Will into her house with her husband to see more of him.
No, that's good, though. Very convenient.
Oh, I mean, very convenient, especially when you have a toddler and you can't really leave the baby at night, you know? It's like, oh, let's go next door. Like,
remember that case we did about the woman who kept her lover in the closet?
Yes. Oh, my God. This one, she didn't even hide it.
Better.
She just has
you don't
like,
even have to hide it. Yeah, I like it.
And she says, like, hey, he's even paying us $300 a month. Even better.
Great.
But that's why maybe Will wasn't paying $300 a month, you know? So I'm not really sure why Will decided to get a Russian girlfriend while he was seeing Michelle in her home. But I have a feeling it's something to do with the fact that Michelle was married and she kept probably saying she's going to leave her husband, not leaving her husband. And so he's probably like, oh, listen, if you can have a side chick or side dude, I can have a side chick, something like that.
I can see that rationale.
Yeah.
I mean, don't agree, but I can
see
it.
It's all not very rational, but
yeah.
Yes, you could see how this mind is thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think Michelle really thought Will would bring his side chick to live with him all the way from Russia. So once Anna did arrive, Michelle's claws really came out. She no likey Will having another woman in his life. And after she friended Anna on Facebook, she saw that Anna's engagement ring that Will had given her that, you know, Christmas time.
Yeah.
Will had told Anna that the ring was a family heirloom, like it was his grandma's or something. Turns out it was actually Michelle's wedding ring from her husband that Michelle had given. Yes, she gave this ring to Will saying, I'm going to divorce my husband. Here's my promise to you. Here's my wedding ring.
Girl, you never give up the ring.
Oh, listen,
weld that shit to your finger.
Yeah,
come
it wasn't
on.
nah, you maybe give up this ring. It wasn't anything to write home about.
Okay, so this ring wasn't anything to write home about?
I don't think so. I mean, it was, I think maybe it was, what's my birthstone?
Oh, emerald.
It's like the green emerald. I think it was like an emerald or something like that. Looked green to me on the pictures.
Okay.
So, I mean, it was lovely. It wasn't like a fat diamond that you're like, oh my God, you know, like make that into a necklace or half an earring or something, you know?
Okay.
But all of it sounds bananas to me, really. You know, Michelle, I guess her actual marriage was going nowhere. They were basically roommates. Her husband was a professor at Oregon State University, which, side note, does concern me because he's teaching higher education while being completely clueless that his wife is fucking the dude in the next bedroom. Even if he's totally aware that she is, like, just being okay with it makes something, like, I don't want that to be my teacher saying, or my kid's teacher. You know what I mean? Like,
it's just that he was in the next bedroom, because I don't really have a problem with my professor getting cheated on.
No, but
I mean, we've all been cheated on.
Listen, if he is
cheated on lots.
I am just saying, if he is clueless that she is doing that in the next bedroom they even said, and some things that I listened to, like that Will would come and have dinner with them if he liked what they were making for dinner. It's like, okay, I don't know.
If it was me in that situation, I think I would probably talk myself into thinking like it's not really happening, because I would be like, no one would be that dumb. No one would be that dumb to move their Sancho into the house that they can't really be doing it.
And Will was 5'3". I mean, and Michelle does not look like she's 5'3". She looks like she's like 5'6". Okay. So he's probably like, well, you know, height discrepancy too is kind of sometimes.
It doesn't matter what they look like. Okay.
I know. And
listen, people cheat. People be cheating. Look at Arnold Schwarzenegger and Murda the Maid. Okay.
True. Okay.
Okay.
Yes,
and
it's true.
Halle Berry, all these other most beautiful women in the world have been cheated on.
True. Okay.
Okay.
Well, Michelle was not down with Will's double life. Clearly.
Okay.
She can have one. Will cannot have one. Okay. She's one of those. She wanted Anna gone, and she made it super clear to Will that it was either her or the highway. Now, why Will didn't just send Anna packing back to Russia will be a mystery to me, but he just keeps telling Michelle that he would take care of it and Anna would be gone soon. And at this time, Anna is completely in the dark. She thinks that she's got this fiancé. She doesn't know he's a complete douchebag. She doesn't also know that he never intended to marry her. He actually set that whole thing up where there was never an officiant. He made a fake phone call.
Never got
a marriage certificate. He's a fraud. He's a total fraud.
But didn't she need to get married to, like, stay in the country?
Yeah, well, I guess she wasn't staying in the country for long.
Yeah, okay.
These threats from Michelle to Will really got to Will. And at the end of the day, guess who Will chose?
Michelle.
Really quick, I want to break to tell you about Shudder, brought to you by AMC. Since we are staying in, cozying up, not going out, it's fall now, going into winter, why not turn a scary flick on? That's what I did this weekend. I watched myself a new docuseries on Shudder called Behind the Monster. You guys have to check it out. Shudder also has exclusive scary movies and shows like Creepshow, The Medium, and The Addiction. And actually, Shudder can become your addiction.
You can stream Shudder on pretty much any device or smart TV. Shudder has the largest, fastest growing curated selection of thrilling and dangerous entertainment. Basically, it's like the Netflix for horror. Get started streaming the best horror, thriller, and supernatural content for only $5.99 a month or $56.99 a year. But since you listen to us, we're going to give it to you for free for 30 days. Just go to Shudder.com. That is S-H-U-D-D-E-R, Shudder.com, and use promo code CLINKCLINK. Again, that's S-H-U-D-D-E-R, and use promo code CLINKCLINK.
Listeners, every year around this time, I resolute I'm going to get grown-up stuff done, like get that colonoscopy over with that my doctor's been bugging me about, get my affairs in order, like making a will. And why is it that a will seems to be more daunting than the colonoscopy? Well, it doesn't have to, because trust and will makes creating your will easy, like lounging on the couch easy. The website is really simple to use and the process is straightforward. Each will or trust is state-specific, legally valid, and customized to your needs. So for my family, my main concerns are guardians for my children. Whether your main concerns are your care wishes, your final arrangements, or power of attorney, trust and will has you covered. When maneuvering through the process, if you have any questions that stop you in your tracks, there is actually live support available through phone, chat, or email. Trust and Will has earned thousands of five-star reviews from Trustpilot. So check one of your goals off early this year with Trust and Will. Protect what matters most in minutes at trustandwill.com/HTC and get 10% off plus free shipping. That's 10% off and free shipping at trustandwill.com/HTC.
Embrace new beginnings. What a better way to start off 2025 than to learn a new language. I got Rosetta Stone over a year ago and have really enjoyed learning a couple different languages. Y'all know that when I went to Japan, I was learning Japanese, and now that my daughter is taking French in school, I am learning French through Rosetta Stone. It's amazing. It's been around for 30 years, so it is really the most trusted online tool to learn a new language. They have 25 different languages to choose from: Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, Dutch. I mean, if you name it, they probably have it. I think that it's amazing, and you should think about doing this for your New Year's resolution too. It's convenient and flexible, and the value is unheard of. You get a lifetime membership for all 25 of those languages. Start your New Year's off with a resolution that you can reach. Today, Housewives of True Crime listeners are going to be able to take advantage of this New Year special from Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your New Year's offer at rosettastone.com/today.
So on Easter Sunday, 2017, he takes Anna to a remote logging area in Oregon, and he shot her in the head one time and then left her for dead. Will then called Michelle, who was at her family's Easter dinner. She leaves immediately to meet Will at the gas station close to where he left Anna. Will must have told Michelle that he chose her and not Anna with that, you know, that ultimatum she gave him. And so they proceeded to have celebratory sex in the front seat of his car at the gas station. I mean, how romantic is that?
I mean, it doesn't get me hot, but
it did, Michelle.
It is kind of a common theme. Again, the similarity, the closet killer, they had sex after. That's how she got caught.
Oh, my God.
Remember, they
found
the spermatozoa on the towel.
That is right.
What are you going to do?
Yeah. So then Michelle goes back after an hour to her family's house in a much better mood. Her mother and her mother's roommate, Jamie, both said on 48 Hours how happy Michelle came in after her hour away from the Easter dinner.
Oh, even her mama is talking about her. She must be a bitch.
You know, it's funny. I think she lives with her mother right now or close to her. But yeah, I don't know. Somehow they got her to say that. But you know, they those 48 hours, datelines, those things, they like really kind of manipulate you into saying shit that maybe you don't really, you kind of take back after. Jamie, who was the mother's roommate, happened to also be having an affair with Michelle, a lesbian affair at the time. So I'm sure why she's kind of talking.
Yeah.
So while Michelle is drinking cocktails and licking bush back at the Easter dinner, Will is, I don't know if she was really doing that, but, you know, probably a little bit later.
Okay. Dead. Okay, go ahead.
Will is going to the ATM machines to draw cash out of Anna's bank accounts. First, he takes out just enough money to pay for his car insurance that was expiring that night. He actually didn't have enough.
Now it's kind of snapping into focus for me because I'm like, why wouldn't he just get her deported? Because Anna had some money and this guy is a scrub. So he needs to take her money.
And he does.
Thinks she's in another country, so nobody's going to miss her.
That's right. All of that, yes.
Okay.
Yes, 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 and yes. So he, yeah, he was a scrub. He did not have enough money to even pay for his car insurance. And so he takes just enough to pay for that. But then he didn't stop there. He decided to go to a couple more accounts and withdraw a few hundred dollars. I mean, nothing. He never, if she had a lot of money, he didn't do it well enough where he could, like, I don't know, have her write a check to him or something. You know, like, he should have done something to take all of it, but he didn't. He was just kind of, I mean, he's not the smartest tool in the shed, okay? After a night of sleep, I think it occurred to Will that he just took a wonderful person's life and decided it was a big mistake. He gets on the Google and he starts Googling time travel. He finds some forums on time travel and even some people to help him. He tells them that his friend made a big mistake and he has to go back in time to fix it.
Wow.
He even offers up his soul to fix the mistake. But unfortunately, from what I know, time travel is sci-fi and it isn't available yet to us humans. My husband does think it's possible.
If it was, I would take back eating those little Snickers candies last night. I didn't feel good about myself after.
No. You know what I did? I always do this. I bought the, you know, the chocolate covered raisins from Costco. They are the best chocolate covered raisins in the whole world. Yeah. And I ate the whole entire canister in less than 2 weeks. Bad decision.
Bad decision.
I would take that back. Not buy those from Costco.
Yeah.
Then I wouldn't have them in my house.
Yeah.
Will was even told these people that he would give up his soul to fix his mistake. But I'm pretty sure he already gave up his soul when he pulled the trigger. So it didn't work. It didn't take long for Anna actually to be found. A man walking his dog found her just 2 days later and called the police. He says this mysterious beauty was dead and she had one bullet hole in her head. And around her was a bag of trash with some KFC boxes, a receipt from KFC and a McDonald's receipt. The KFC receipt was with a credit card. And the credit card tied back to a friend of Will's, a real good friend, actually a friend that called Will his brother. And on 48 Hours, he said that they were so close because they both were in the military together and they hung out all the time. Or they weren't in the military together. They both were in the military at one time. He said he was in the Army and Will was in the Marines. But you know what?
Okay, so they bonded.
They bonded, but come to find out, Will was not in the military. Can you believe that? Lied about that too. Yes, I know.
Yes. Liar, liar, pants on fire. They lie about one thing. They're lying about lots of stuff.
Yes. He's like a pathological liar.
You know, I hate to hit rewind on this little story you're telling, but can I just say, I cannot believe that Michelle is having so much sex and she has a toddler. Like, who wants to be having all the sex when you have a toddler?
I don't know.
It's extra.
She must have had babysitters or something. She must not have the toddler a lot. Or maybe
when I still had toddlers, all I wanted was like to go to the bathroom by myself.
I know. Take a shower, get a pedicure.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah.
I know. So I don't know. Maybe Michelle is different than us.
She's extra. Yeah. Okay.
Clearly. This guy said he did have KFC with Will on Friday, and you know what? Will also asked him to borrow his shotgun that day.
Oh, damn.
When they asked him why he wanted a shotgun, he said he just wanted to go target practice in the woods. So police quickly find Will. They find the gun in the back of Will's car. They bring him in. They confiscate all his shit like they do, and they find out about this little love triangle gone wonky. They also see Will's search history, his phone pings, his texts, everything to implicate him in this murder. So Will is charged with murder, theft from stealing all her money, and identity theft. Will's defense blames it all on Michelle.
You know, he should have been charged with littering, too. I hate a litter bug.
I know, right? And what an idiot. Like, he leaves his trash next to
her. Beautiful green Oregon.
Although, yeah. You know what I thought to myself for a second? I was like, what if she was the smart one and took the trash from the car with her because she thought this was real fucking weird that he's taking her to some logging road in the middle of nowhere?
Maybe.
Like, why would he leave his trash there next to her?
He's an idiot.
I almost think like maybe she did. Maybe Anna did.
Maybe.
Because if she didn't, it would be really hard to find out who she was because she was a Russian immigrant. She had no papers on her, like nothing on her.
No one's reporting her missing. Yeah.
Nobody would be reporting her missing. The guy could probably just like text her mom, you know, here or there.
Yeah.
You know, when they brought in Michelle for questioning. Michelle had Anna's phone, which I find real balls to the walls.
Yeah.
Will's defense blames it on Michelle, which I think Michelle played a role in this. But there was no fingerprints on the gun from Michelle. All the fingerprints were Will's. And the evidence was mainly to Will. There was something on Michelle's phone. It had pinged at the murder site a week or so before, like she was scouting the place out. Her girlfriend, Jamie, also said she had a saying that she would always text, "Do you want to build a snowman?" Which Jamie says was her saying, "Hiding a body."
And Anna.
Yes. Ah. And after Anna's death, she texted Jamie, asked if she would be mad at her if she built a snowman. Another thing, they brought Michelle in after they arrested Will, and she lied a little bit and then kind of retracted her statement. And they said, you know, you shouldn't lie because your boyfriend is in here for murder. And she has no reaction whatsoever. And they were like, why are you acting like you already know this? And she's like, I'm just in shock. It's like, no, you knew, girlfriend.
Yeah, totally.
But the case is closed and Michelle is free. And Will got life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years. Which I'm like, Oregon seems like a little lenient for me.
Well, I can't believe that Michelle didn't get hit with
anything.
Like some kind of conspiracy to commit murder.
I know. I cannot believe it either. Or abetting in murder, something like that. Because let's be honest, she 100% did help out in some way. She knew this was going to happen.
Oh. When she saw that ring on Facebook, she's like, someone's going to die.
Cut a bitch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was on 48 Hours. You could see her. She talks and she acts like she had no idea. She's pretty well spoken, but she's not fooling me. You cannot find her on Instagram or Facebook. The last thing that I could find of her is that she moved to New York with her mother. She's divorced. Shocker.
Yeah.
And Will is in East Oregon Correctional Institution. And you want to hear something crazy bananas? It's Will's birthday today. Weird, right? I looked him up right before we started recording. And it's like, I was like, his birthday is 11-11. I'm like, I looked down. I was like,
Oh my God. 11-11 is like a thing. People are really into it.
Yeah, I know. And today is 11-11. And that is also Will's birthday. And he's 32 today.
Oh my God. I bet he feels so dumb. He went and killed sweet Anna and his boo didn't even stay in the state so that she could, you know, visit him and bring him like sandwiches.
Totally. She's probably not giving him shit. No way.
No. Nope.
And so then, that's the story of Anna Rupkina.
What about, do we know anything about Anna Rupkina's, you know, family?
And no,
we don't, because they're like far away.
And I think it's pretty hard to get like a lot of Russian information. You know, they don't share a lot over there. Damn and when it. You try to get lots of information from Russia, it turns out like it's probably not the best idea and kind of get in trouble for that.
It kind of backfires. I've seen a little bit about that on the news.
Yeah, I've been seeing that. I've been seeing that lately. So I try not to really like get in there too deep or I'm going to.
Yeah, no.
I don't need anybody coming after me, looking at me for some Russian spy stuff.
Right. Anywho, well, ladies, take heed. Don't fall for scrubs. Red flags are red flags. Trust, but verify. Before you switch countries, do a little background check. Find out if what they are telling you is legit.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I agree. So, yeah. What a bummer for Anna. She, like, honestly, I'm going to put these pictures up and you're going to be like, I can't believe you fell for this. Well, that too. Michelle was like 10 years older than him also. Baggage. Mm-hmm. And what the hell? Like, Will. And now you're sitting in prison while Michelle's like living her life.
Yeah.
So that is the story for this week, Gretchy. Next week, is it? Is it Thanksgiving next week?
You know that next week I'm doing a story about Oregon, too.
No way.
Way.
You know, I always think that we might end up doing the same story at some point because we never even ask each other.
That would be a real bummer.
It would totally be a real bummer because we don't want to do double the research.
No.
If you guys want more of us, Gretchen is doing you're doing a bonus crime this week.
I surely am.
Check us out on Patreon.
I think it's going to be entertaining. Yeah, on Patreon. It's where it's on.
Patreon.com/Housewives of True Crime. Go there. Also, you guys, check out our merchandise. Buy some Christmas presents. I'm giving them to all of my family for Christmas. So, family, don't buy your own. Or do buy your own to give it to
And give them to other people. Yeah.
Yes. Also, if you haven't rated and reviewed us, please do. If you listen on Spotify, I know you guys can't, so don't worry about it. We just appreciate you listening. And I think that's all for today, folks.
Okie dokie.
Have a wonderful, wonderful week, and we'll catch you on Thanksgiving week. That's what yours is, Thanksgiving week, I think. Is that crazy? Right?
I think you're right.
It is. It is.
Oh, damn. Yeah. No one's going to listen because they never listen on the holidays. And it's a good one. So listen.
Shoot. Well, maybe
listen
I'll do
while
another
you're
one.
Making. Make your do making your stuff.
Okay. Yeah. It's a good one. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, clink, clink.
Clink, clink.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.